dawn. In 1905, the Austrian biologist Gottlieb Haberland proposed that plants have a simple form of vision.
Yael, you've got to be kidding. Plants can see?
Yes. The idea won some support at the time, but interest died down and it was all but forgotten.
It sounds like an idea best forgotten.
Maybe not. In 2016, the theory was revived by two European botanists. The researchers think that plants may have tiny, simple eyes like those found in some insects. A small portion of the leaf's transparent cuticle could form the lens, and the underlying cells might function as a light-sensing retina. Plants can make the same proteins that bacteria use to sense light.
Yael, vision involves a lot more than just sensing light. Things such as distinguishing shapes and colors.
But maybe they do. To protect themselves from predators, some vines have a mysterious ability to mimic the leaves of their host plant, or even another plant that they aren't in contact with. They can mimic the colors, shapes, sizes, and orientations of nearby leaves, and most non-visual explanations have been ruled out. There's also evidence that some plants can recognize their kin visually.
I still don't buy it. Vision requires a brain to process information from the eye, and plants don't even have nerve cells.
While it's true that plants don't have specialized nerve cells like animals do, their cells do signal electrochemically. The newly discovered sophistication of these signaling systems has led some botanists to advocate a field of plant neurobiology. The idea that plants can see is a wild idea, but one that at least a few botanists are beginning to seriously consider.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.